I think back to a brief conversation I had with a 10th grader a few years ago. It was at the start of a Religion 10 class. I was handing back graded worksheets. When she got her paper, we talked about the purpose of a few of the questions. I said to her that what I was after was rather simple. The answer was Jesus. Well, she quickly replied with a smile on her face, "Yeah, I like that answer." Now, I don't think she said that because it was short, easy to write, easy to remember. I believe she said that because of a certain appreciation in her heart about who Jesus is, what he has done, and how we all benefit from that. I can't help but wonder how many questions on your religion final this week will be answered either directly or indirectly by Jesus as that answer. It may surprise you to hear that the answer Jesus is rather far-reaching, going well beyond something written on a test. The answer Jesus applies to important things in your life, starting with your relationship with God. The answer Jesus applies to you being enabled by God to understand the Bible properly. The answer Jesus applies to the best reason why you are here rather than public school. It also applies to the sure hope we have about so many things in our spiritual lives. Sadly, there have been people who claimed to follow God, the God of the Bible, who did not know that the answer is Jesus. There were such during Old Testament times, and also at the time Christ was on earth, and also when Paul wrote this text. We read from 2 Corinthians 3. "For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." When Paul wrote that, many of his fellow Jews were avidly using the Old Testament as their Bible, but they did not realize that it was talking about Jesus, whom they had rejected. To this day, modern Judaism has made the same mistake, failing to see that God's answer for them is Jesus. Now, I don't bring this up to make you feel superior toward those confronted by God in Bible times. In fact, the example is really a picture of how our own human nature tends to react. The only reason that you know the answer is Jesus is because God gave you the answer. Or as Paul puts it, God took the veil away from your heart and your mind and mine as well when he gave us our faith in Christ. Your spirit-worked, God-given faith in Jesus unlocks the Bible's meaning and gives you direct access to its truth, its good news of promises and blessings, all tied to the fact that Jesus really is your Savior, your God, your Lord. Let's take a moment to think about how versatile the answer truly is. We start with a basic two-part question. Who is the true God? And how can we know him? Well, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He also said in prayer, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. In knowing Jesus by faith, we know the Creator God as the loving Father who wants to save us from our sin and has sent His Son to make it happen. We have found the tip of the iceberg here with so many related issues at stake. Here's a question that will pop up for all of us. Will God forgive all of my sins, including the ones that keep troubling me? Answer? Yes, because of Jesus. Will God keep all the promises made in the Bible, even for me? Answer? Yes, He will, because of Jesus. A question commonly asked by different people around the world who know there is this thing called the Bible. What is the Bible really about? Why was it written? The answer is Jesus, who is the hinge between the Old Testament with its promise and prophecies of salvation and the New Testament focusing on Jesus as the one God sent. We can keep going with this. You should keep going with this. Jesus is the answer to the question, why do you go to school here at Emmanuel so far away from your home? That's the answer for you to remember and share when your friend, if your friend, were to ask you that during the summer break. Yes, the answer is meant for others, like the unchurched friend in need of truth, or the Christian friend in need of comfort, or the Christian family who has lost a believing loved one in death. In giving them the answer, Jesus, they are reassured that their loss is God's gain and their loss is only temporary. Now, when we say the answer is Jesus, I hope we realize it's a very loaded answer. Jesus is more than a name, and He's more than a man. He is Lord God who created all things and holds that power forever. He is the perfect substitute who kept every commandment for you and me, the perfect sacrifice who paid for every one of our sins through His death. He is also the conqueror who came back to life and reclaimed His glory through the ascension we're going to celebrate tomorrow. He's the one we expect to come back with the same glory, who in the meantime is always with us wherever we go. Yes, Jesus is the answer. The answer for you to use for your own benefit, and the answer to give to other people according to their needs. May God help us do both to the glory of our Savior Jesus. Amen. There may be an announcement or two afterwards. We close by singing hymn 360, the first three stanzas of hymn 360.